I'm David Brancaccio in New York. Almost one in four U.S. adults were not able to pay for a prescription in the last year. Others knew someone who couldn't afford care and died. This information is from new data from the nonprofit group West Health, which commissioned a scientific survey of 1,100 people. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer reports.
The poll says more than 13% of American adults know someone who died over the past 5 years because they couldn't pay for treatment. That rises to 20% for people of color. What's going on?
Median household income hasn't moved much.
That's Dan Witters of Gallup, who says close to a third of U.S. adults couldn't cover a $500 medical bill.
All it takes is one event, and they're in trouble.
And Witters says the number of people who couldn't afford their medication spiked this year. Over at Georgetown Center on Health Insurance Reforms, researcher Sabrina Corlett says that's true even for people with insurance, because insurers are requiring consumers to shoulder more of the rising cost of drugs, sometimes hundreds of dollars a month.
I think for many people, they just decide to forego it, or they skip prescriptions or do whatever they can.
Congress is considering bills to control or cap drug prices. 85% of those surveyed by Gallup favor legislation lowering drug prices. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.